you have run with the footmen and they have wearied you, then how can you contend with horses? And if in the land of peace, in which you trusted, they wearied you, then how will you do in the floodplain of the Jordan?
Amen. Tonight, if I'm going to give a title for the message, I want to title it Running with Horses. Running with Horses. Look at the same chapter, verse 1 onwards. The prophet is making a prayer. And the 12th chapter, verse 1, the prophet is praying, Righteous are you, O Lord, when I plead with thee. Yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Why do the way of the wicked prosper? Why are the people who deal very treacherously very happy? Why are the people that you have planted grow up who are not right before you? They bring forth fruit. You are there in their mouth, but their hearts are far from you. In the first verse, the prophet is crying and he's saying, Lord, you are a righteous God, but I just don't understand. Why is it that people who don't pray, people who don't worship, people who don't tithe, people who don't serve God, why are they prosperous? Has it happened to you any time you looked at somebody else's life? They don't come to church, they don't read the Bible, they don't even follow Jesus. Yet in the land, God has prospered them, God has raised them up. They are like trees that are planted and they are very fruitful. And you say, Lord, I'm praying, I'm fasting, I'm worshiping you. Why is it that some people are blessed and nothing good seems to happen to me? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why is it that some people are blessed and it looks like I am not blessed? How many of you have gone to a good restaurant with your friends and you ordered the dessert and you know, the person who was sitting next to you always, that person's dessert seems to be much better than the one that you ordered. It always looks like you made the wrong choice. Somebody's got a better deal. It always looks like somebody else is having a good time and you are not having a good time. It always looks like that somebody else is prospering and you're not prospering and you got really upset about it. You know the Lord is a good God. He's a faithful God. Lord, you are righteous. But I just don't understand this one thing. And you know what the Lord is saying? The Lord is saying in the fifth verse is an answer. He's saying to them, if you have run with footmen and they have wearied you, how will you race or contend with horses? In other words, the Lord is saying, the problems that you're facing are footmen problems. They are not as big as it seems. They are footmen problems. The struggles that you're facing are footmen problems. Are you with me? Amen. The problems that you're facing are footmen problems. They're not strong enough. I have trained you. I have raised you up actually not to face footmen problems, but to deal with bigger things. I have called you to contend with horses. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody is going to race with horses. Do you know that if a man and a beast should have if somebody comes on a horseback and fights with you and you're on your foot, the person who is on the horse will always win. He seems to have the advantage. But the Lord is saying, son, even if you are on foot, and even if somebody should come in a horse and you look like as if you are in a disadvantaged position, you will win. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because I've called you for that. I've trained you for that. I've raised you for that. Hallelujah. The problems that you're facing are nothing because I am with you. You will be more than a conqueror. You can bring down horses. How many of you believe that tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, God has got some great expectation about you. Look at somebody and say, God has got some great expectation about you. He's got some great expectations. As a pastor, I used to look at some other churches and I used to wonder, why are those churches growing? They're not even keeping ministerial ethics. Some of them are stealing sheep. Some of them are not preaching the right doctrine. Some of them are not, you know, actually glorifying Jesus Christ. Some of them are out there to make money. Some of them are doing not things the right way. But why are they prospering? God said, son, don't worry about them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've trained you up to contend with horses. Don't look at somebody else. Hallelujah. Don't look at somebody else's church. Don't look at somebody else's business. Don't look at somebody else's life and say and compare and say, hallelujah, looks like they are blessed and I'm not blessed. Because God is going to raise you up. God has got some high expectation about you. He wants to do through you something that you never thought possible. He's making you more than a conqueror to bring down horses. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How would you do that? The first way that you do that is by not comparing yourself with somebody else. Look to the Lord. The first way that you realize that you can overcome any horse is by what is called praise power. Open your mouth and say, praise power. Praise power. Amen. Praise is an entry point into the will of God in your lives. The Bible says, enter into his courts with thanksgiving and praise. I can't hear you. Enter into his courts with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with thanksgiving and praise. In other words, don't look at somebody else's life and complain and be bitter and be upset. God wants to bless them, that's fine. But you enter into the presence of God with thanksgiving and praise. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When the children of Israel, when should you start praising? Look at the book of Ezra chapter 3 and verse 10. It says there, when the prophet had laid the foundation for the temple, the children of Israel started praising the Lord. Amen. The king of Babylon had come down and destroyed the city of Jerusalem, had brought down the temple. The temple was in ruins. And the children of Israel are trying to get their lives back. Once they had glory, once they had success, once they had the temple where they could worship the Lord, it's brought down. But amidst that, the Lord told the prophet, let them lay the foundation. When the foundation was laid, the moment the foundation was laid, they started praising God. Not after the work was over, not after the temple was built, right in the beginning, they began to praise the Lord. Some of you are willing to praise God after your miracle, but in the beginning of your miracle, praise the Lord. When you're still in uncertainty, what will happen to your life? If you're willing to praise him and lift up his name, you're gonna see the hand of the Lord come upon you and give you complete victory. If you believe that, put your hands together and bless the name of Jesus today. In other words, praise yourself into your miracle. Praise yourself into your miracle. Your health is not quite back, you know, back. Somewhere the enemy has attacked you. You had good health. Your health is destroyed. You're trying to get your health back. You've been to the doctor. You've been in prayer. You're trying to get back. But stop complaining. Look at, don't look at somebody who's healthy and running 100 miles and say, I can't do it. But you start with a 1 kilometer walk. Hallelujah. At the foundation, when you're starting off on a health plan to get back in action, right then, praise the Lord, then God is able to restore you and bring you back to the completed healing. If you understand that tonight, say amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look at Ezra chapter 4 and the verse 1. Ezra chapter 4, it's verse 1. Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity builded the temple unto the Lord God of of Israel. Underline that word, adversaries. When they laid the foundation, when they were trying to rebuild, get back what they had lost, when they were trying to get their lives back in shape, there were adversaries. Amen. Praise the Lord. But amidst adversaries, they praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The second verse says, it says there, they began to praise the Lord amidst their discouragement and amidst their trouble. Trouble had not ceased. There was trouble. There was enough and more causes for discouragement. Amidst that, they praised the Lord. Look at the fifth verse. It says there, and the people who were adversaries hired counselors against them to frustrate their purposes. So in other words, when they faced frustration, the sixth verse says, when letters of accusations were written against them. So when they faced accusation, when they faced adversaries, when they faced discouragement, when they faced trouble, they had just laid the foundation. But amidst that, they did not look to the environment. They did not look to the circumstances. They said, hallelujah, we're going to praise the Lord. We're going to thank Him in advance. We're going to glorify our God. So let me exhort you tonight, no matter what your discouragement is, no matter what your people are accusing you of, no matter what the battle you're facing, who your adversaries are, what the challenges are, amidst that, hallelujah, put your hands together and worship Jesus Christ. Lift up His name and magnify His name. Bring glory to His name. Let the power of God come upon you, where you will be more than a conqueror to see the glory of God manifested and you walking in victory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What did Jesus do when Lazarus was dead? Lazarus was dead. Can you imagine that? Dead dreams, dead hopes. When everything is dead about you, when you're stinking, smell somebody sitting next to you and says, are you smelling or are you stinking? When it looks like everything is stinking in your life, everything has gone bad. Praise the Lord. Jesus came to that tomb, and before He worked the miracle, there were people waiting around to see what He would do. Before He worked any miracle of bringing Lazarus out, the Bible says in John 11 and verse 41, He looked up to the Father and said, Father, I thank Thee. Father, I thank Thee. Father, I thank Thee. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There is power in praise. Look at somebody and say, there is power in praise. When you begin to thank Him, praise the Lord. When you begin to lift up His name, when you begin to glorify His name, instead of complaining like the prophet did in the book of Jeremiah, when you begin to praise His name, God's hand will move forth for your lives. Praise the Lord. Now, I know you are all believers. I know often you say, thank you, Jesus, praise you, Jesus, and all that. I'm not saying you don't come for worship on Sundays and Fridays. But if your complaining is more than your praise, then it's time that you actually corrected it. Are you with me? When you take praise as a lifestyle, when you're confident about God's word, that no matter what the trouble is, I don't have to compare myself with somebody else. When I face footmen problems, I've been called by the Lord. My purpose of God in my life is to fight with horses and to bring down horses. Hallelujah. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to magnify His name. I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus until He's magnified so much that my problems diminish in His sight. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Bless the name of Jesus one more time tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I had something written here. ~75% of the people in the world don't have food, clothing, and a roof over their head. 75% in the world. if you have food to eat, if you have clothing, and if you have your roof around your head, over your head, then you are in the 25%. Are you with me? Sometimes you look at things that you don't have. Only 8% of the people in the world have a saving. Only 8% of people in the world have a saving. So at least if you got a little bit saved up somewhere, that's good enough to praise the Lord instead of looking at somebody and say, they are prospering, I am not. Look at the Lord and say, thank you, Lord, for what you have given me. I might have just 100 bucks in my account, but thank you, Lord, for your provision. Thank you for your blessing. At least 1 million people won't survive this week. By next Friday, 1 million people won't survive. Because of health reasons, they will die. If you're still alive, if you're still breathing, and if you've still walked into this place or you're hearing this message, it is enough to praise the name of Jesus Christ and to glorify His name. I'm just putting a few things in perspective. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. There are two kinds of tens. It is a tens. Content and discontented people. In which tent are you? Where do you live? Which tent are you? Are you one of those contented people? Lord, I still have air in my lungs. I can still glorify your name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. There are a lot of things that are not happening. There are a lot of footmen troubles everywhere. But Lord, I thank you for what you've given me. It might be little, but I'm going to thank you and glorify your name. And when you do that, let me tell you, you have actually put your life into the hands of Jesus for a miracle. The power of God will be manifested forth. Even while the foundation of the temple was laid, they began to glorify the name of God. Even this morning, at the very beginning of your journey to a miracle, begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let it become a lifestyle. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your safety is in the hands of God, not in the hands of money. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. How many of you believe that God will do something for you? You know, I had this statement written here. It says there, it's either impossible or it's impossible. Are you with me? Amen. Either it is impossible or it is impossible. Who is the him? Our Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Either it is impossible. So when you praise the Lord, you are saying it's possible. It's possible. It's possible to be debt free. It's possible to have my breakthrough. It's possible to have my victory. It's possible to have my health back. It's possible for God to use me. It's possible. Hallelujah. From the ruins, it is possible that God can build back my life. It's possible. Oh, come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. Hallelujah. It's impossible. Hallelujah. It is possible through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Discontent people are people who have this thinking, when and then thinking, when and then thinking. When I have a car, I will thank the Lord. Are you with me? When and then thinking. When I have my house work finished, then I will glorify Jesus. As long as you have this when and then thinking, you will always be a discontented person. But tonight, let God set your minds free, your hearts free. Hallelujah. Even if there is nothing, hallelujah. As long as I have just air in my, hallelujah, in my lungs, I will glorify the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And then God will make everything possible. God will make everything possible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Second thing is, don't underestimate prophetic power. Open your mouth and say, don't underestimate prophetic prophetic power. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look at the book of Ezra, the 6th chapter, verse 14. Ezra, the 6th chapter and verse 14.
And the elders of the Jews built and prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. They finished their building by decree of the God of Israel and by decree of Cyrus and Darius and the Artaxerxes of Persia.
The elders of Jews builded and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. How many of you believe in the prophetic anointing of the Holy Spirit? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When they laid the foundation, the prophets of God began to prophesy. The prophets of God began to prophesy. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sometimes you have to pray yourself in the Holy Spirit and speak even prophetic utterances out of your spirit by looking at God's word. Sometimes there might be servants of God who will prophesy over you. But sometimes that would take about 10 years by your natural strength to accomplish, somebody can prophesy over you and the word of God can work, hallelujah, like an atomic bomb working in your circumstances, bringing something miraculous. When the prophet Ezekiel began to prophesy over the dry bones began to come back to life and they came up like a mighty army. Even tonight, let me prophesy over you that you will be the head and not the tail, hallelujah, that you will go forward and not backward, hallelujah, that you will have more joy in your life than sadness, that you will be more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Open your mouth and say amen. Place your hands over your head and say amen. Hallelujah. May you be filled with God's wisdom. May you prosper in the land. May God use you mightily for his kingdom. Hallelujah. May your latter days be more glorious than your former days. May you find fulfillment in the glory of the name of Jesus Christ and be servants of Jesus Christ for the entirety of your life. Somebody say amen to that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. May he make your dreams to come true. Hallelujah. Look at your lives. Let the prophecies of God work forth in your bones. Work forth in your spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. I still remember when I was hooked onto drugs and when I was still not living right with God. The servant of the Lord, my spiritual father, came and prophesied over me. And he made me stand with him to serve the Lord. While I was still addicted. But he would keep prophesying. He would keep ministering the word over my life. It was not a dead book, the Bible. It's a book that is alive. Can transform you. We can bring about a great miracle. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I know you've been carrying the Bible for many years, but let me tell you, hallelujah, the power in God's word, there is nothing beyond that. There is power in God's word. Let the word of God effectually work within you. In the Ratri Mishwasikanavarakaita Devatinda Vajanatinda Shakti Vyabirikade Anyaya Bandanangal Arinjumarada Deva Vajanatinda Shaktiyal. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When I was still somebody who could not even speak two words before people, the man of God prophesied over me and told me God would take me across the nations of the world. There is power in prophecy. Never discount that. Hallelujah. Tonight may the anointing of prophecy fall upon you. Praise the Lord. Let there be prophetic utterances that will come through your spirit. Let people look at your life and prophesy. Hallelujah. And the glory of God to be manifested through your being. Never discount prophetic utterances. Amen. The book of Haggai chapter 2. When the temple was still in ruins, the prophet Haggai looked at it and said, the glory of the latter day shall be greater than the glory of the former day. When it was still in ruins, he prophesied and he said, The temple shall be, hallelujah, restored back to its original glory. If your life has been in ruins and the enemy has defeated you, let me prophesy over you, the glory of God over your life shall be greater than that which was before. Hallelujah. And you will accomplish more things for the name of Jesus than you ever done before. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When they were laying the foundation, the book of Zechariah chapter 4, Zechariah the prophet said, do not despise the day of small beginnings. He prophesied, don't despise it. He prophesied and he said, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. When it was still being built, he said, you will bring in the capstone, the finishing stone, with shouts of grace, grace to it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It was a prophetic drop from heaven where God looked at the prophet when he was looking around at his trouble and he said, what you're facing is footmen problems. Sometimes people come to me. You know, and they come and they say, Pastor, I've got a huge problem. Sometimes people get frustrated and upset when I don't pick up their call or when they got a problem and they're trying to get across to me. They can't. They say, I got a huge problem. And sometimes, you know, without sounding disrespectful or, you know, not being compassionate enough or whatever, sometimes I tell them, see, that's not a big problem. That's a footman problem. Okay, you got cancer. That's still a footman problem. Are you with me? Okay, you are in 2 million rupees in debt, but that's still a footman problem. Because I listen to people and I know sometimes when people come, there are somebody else with a bigger problem who is contending with horses, with a good spirit, with a praise and with a thanksgiving and with, hallelujah, faith in their hearts. And there is somebody with a footman problem sitting there and crying and looking depressed and miserable and getting agitated with everything that is happening around their lives. Let it change tonight in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. The Lord put a prophetic word and said, son, if you have raised or if you have walked with or been challenged with footmen problems, how will you contend with horses? If you have stumbled in the land of peace, what will you do in the swelling of Jordan? Some people have problem in the church. Are you with me? Those are footmen problems. The land of peace. There is no warfare here. You're just coming here to enjoy the presence of the Lord. Our boys are out there in the mission fields, right, contending with horses. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. With the political situation not right and with adversaries and challenges, they've gone forth there to declare the glory of the gospel and to see the glory manifested forth in the ministry there and to see that work being established. And you're sitting here saying, footmen problems. It's the land of peace. God is raising you up, called you to cross Jordan, not when there is no water, but when it is flooded. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody, praise the Lord. Look at your leg, hallelujah. Shake your right leg forward and say, I'm going to cross Jordan even when it is flooded. Praise the Lord, when the odds are against me, when there is enough and more trouble, hallelujah. I'm going to cross over and take a hold of that which God has kept for me. Hallelujah, let it be so upon your lives in the name of Jesus. Amen, praise the Lord. Tonight, let this word be upon your lives. God has seen you as somebody who will contend with horses, race with horses and win. Can you imagine the expectation of the Lord? The Lord is saying, son, I have expectation about you. I know you will race with horses and you will win. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I know even when Jordan is flooded, you will cross it and possess that which I have kept for you. That kind of resolve, anointing, commitment, grace may be seen in your lives. Let's close our eyes in prayer tonight. tonight, would you close your eyes? Look at what you're facing. The Holy Spirit is telling you it's a footman problem. It might seem very big to you. God is saying, the footman problem. I know you will race with horses and win. You will contend with horses. Would you either kneel down or stand up in the presence of the Lord tonight? Would you allow the Holy Spirit to work within you that you will have a revelation of this truth and see Jesus bigger than any other problem? Troubles at the feet of Jesus tonight and say, Lord, anoint me to cross Jordan. In the day of battle, I won't shrink back, but I will be a worshiper. I will praise my maker. I will conquer. I will win. I will cross Jordan. Lift your hands to Jesus tonight. From your heart say, Jesus, you are the love of my life. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. I give you my life. I place my life in your hands. Anoint me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to race with horses. Help me to walk as a more than a conqueror. Thank you, Jesus. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. Cleanse me. Come into my life. Fill me with your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, prophesy over me. Thank you, Lord, for your word over my life. That I can even cross Jordan when it is flooded. That I can conquer horses. I can contend with horses and win. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And lift your hands and praise and praise and praise and praise Him like you're not blessed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.